All right. Well, thank you, Clerk. I want to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 1 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Chair Revard.
Here. And I just want the committee to please note that Congresswoman Lemon did notice that she would be absent today. Item number three is prayer, and I've asked Mr. Galen Crum to render a prayer this afternoon.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Lord, we're gathered here today to do the business of our people, and we hope that you would grant us the wisdom to do what's right and the grace to accept what happens and the ability to carry out the wishes of this body and of you, Lord. We want to remember all the people who are sick and having trouble with in their lives, deaths in the family, that sort of thing. Please wrap your healing arms around them and grant them some peace. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Crum. The next item is the approval of minutes. Item number four.
Chair?
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes from April 10th as presented.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes. Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. The April 10th minutes have been approved. Thank you, Congressman. The next item we'd like to discuss is item number nine, if that's okay with the committee, ONCA 24-53, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC in the amount of $1,692,000 for Skyway 36 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse is the sponsor. Congressman, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to start off just by saying that I'm very humble to be a part of this endeavor, and I'm hoping that it's successful. The reason being was we had a meeting. I say we, the Osage LLC, had a meeting at our Pawhuska Casino concerning this Skyway 36, and it come down to drones. And I had been watching the local news, like we all do, and for about 6 months I'd been hearing the Kaiser name come up a number of times, and it was over drones and their interest in getting into the drone business. And so when the Osage LLC had the presentation for Skyway 36 at the Pawhuska Casino, I was very excited. And so with that being said, we do have board members here, and I'd like to invite Mr. Perrier to the podium and let him talk about the Skyway 36, because there are a lot of moving parts to it. There's a lot of partnerships, and it's very exciting.
Is this on? Okay, thanks. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. I know that the big question probably is on the three items that we have in the appropriation, which is operational equipment, radar systems, and a contract for the maintenance, and the Skyway 36 industrial flex office space. I believe our staff kind of narrowed it down a little bit from the original ask, knowing that it was going to be a challenge for Congress to fund this session, and so they did that. The first part of the equipment is just basic stuff. It's on the second page after this that just shows the things that we would need on a daily basis to maintain operations on the airfield. Walkie-talkies, the different things that are needed to interface with customers that would be at Skyway 36. And that's a $12,000 ask. The radar system, even though the Oklahoma State University through the grant has some mobile radars, we have found already that they have customers in Stillwater and other places that we're not always going to have access to these mobile radars. And so our team has really indicated that for us to get a good jump on the competition and the customer base is to have Skyway 36 outfitted with a radar system. And this is a low altitude radar system, and what it really does for us is allow the users to come and test at our facilities. Like Congressman Big Horse has indicated, you see a lot of stuff in the media right now. In fact, I just spent yesterday the entire day with EDA describing what the next phase of this will be in the tech hubs. Because right now we're designated as a tech hub, hub zone, trade zone. I mean, right now we have all the workings at Skyway 36 to be successful, but we don't have the necessary equipment and basically supplies on a day-to-day basis. In fact, we're out of room. I mean, so that third ask there is for that industrial building. And it's designed for flex space. It's designed so that our partners with the Oklahoma National Guard that's working counter UAS technology, which is like, I call it anti-drone technology. When you watch the news at night and you hear about attacks and you hear about soldiers being killed because they couldn't detect whether that was their drone or somebody else's drone coming back, there's a lot of effort being led here in Oklahoma through Oklahoma State University, and we're partners with them to get that tested, to determine so that software or even AI will be able to tell the user, is that your drone or somebody else's drone? And a lot of this will be tested at Skyway 36. And so we're trying to set that up so we can do that. The radar system would be a fixed system. We already have customers lined up. In fact, we have a company called Vigilant who is working with us right now, free of charge, to provide us with the detect and avoid software. So for us to really do this testing, we have to be able to prove to the FAA when we run the corridor that we've discussed in the past, which takes us from here, from Skyway 36 to the Osage Nation Ranch, back to Stillwater, and then back to Skyway 36. That's the corridor that people want to go fly. But there's certain things that have to happen. We have to be able to prove to the FAA who's going to control that corridor that we have the ability to detect detect and avoid systems so that you're not running into things. So right now, everything we do is visual. So we just did a test at Skyway 36 that you might have seen on the news, where they just flew back from Skyway 36 to the OSU facilities in Tulsa. But they had to have people standing there watching it to do the test. Once we get the software installed through this radar system, it'll all be detected on radar. So I think we've built the blocks to this point to be very successful. Having that radar, this equipment, and a building, we can now start attracting the folks like from the National Guard, from TU, who has anti-terrorism money. They've hired a general to work, retired general to work with them, but they all need a place to come and do this testing. And with that testing comes dollars. And that's what we want to do at Osage ILC, is attract that money so that we have income. And this is just a jump start. This lets us start making money today. Once this gets put together, then having to wait further down the road. Hope I explained that.
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for coming. So just for the record, I'm fully for this bill and the funding to help you guys, but I still go back. So I got elected in 20. I'd say in late 20 or early 21, we went to the Skyway, and we, you know, there was a bunch of plans, specific plans, details. That's been over 3 years ago. So I guess I'm kind of wondering, what's the main reason for the lag from when we were there to now? You see what I'm saying? Because if you would have told me then, like in maybe January of 21, that we're here now and still there hasn't been a whole lot happen, I would have called someone a liar, right? So why, I guess if you could just kind of give us more
sure
details about that.
Absolutely. So the big part of Skyway, originally the plan was that we would have the whole central services building. Okay, that got reduced. The casino decided they needed to stay, and that reduced us by 3/4 of our space that we were going to use to attract other people. So we're out of space now. The hangar, that when you were there, we were all looking at this dirty, empty hangar. The contract has been completed. Construction is starting. We have a completion date of about October of this year. Windshape will move in, and we're expecting a huge celebration with the Osage Nation, that we're gonna have a customer in Skyway 36. Customers are gonna be driving in that front gate. They're gonna be doing testing, and it'll be completely different as it, from what you saw in 2020. We will actually have that anchor tenant at the Skyway 36 facility, but we'll be 100% full. That's why we need at least that one building, so that we can stage customers that need to do day-to-day testing, monthly testing. Maybe they need to rent an area for a month. So that's kind of where we're at today.
So it's gaming's fault. Just kidding.
It is kind of gaming's fault. So, but we're friendly with gaming, so.
Thank you.
You bet.
Committee, any other questions? Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm looking at this list, and I see the three items that come to the 1.6 plus the 12,000, I guess, needs to be added to that. And then I see this this other list at the bottom, toward the middle of the page, and on there it says the Skyway 36 headquarters. So are you telling me that the headquarters is going to be that little mobile unit?
No. That's the two-year... Mm-hmm. Two-year projection. Actually, we're waiting for the Tulsa Police Department to move out. So if anybody that's been to Skyway 36 and you have seen our helipad area that the Tulsa Police use, there's a hangar and then there's an old 1960s building sitting there that they use for their operations. At minimum, what we'll do on our next appropriation is hopefully have those back, that the city of Tulsa is gonna move their operations to another location. That will give us some extra room now to do some different operations on that. The hangar you see there today, the building that we're proposing would probably go right next to it or right behind it, and will be about the same size. So if you go to Skyway 36 and you see that hangar out there, the building we're proposing looks just about like that. It'll be basically a hangar with some office space in it. And that's really to get things going at the facility. Then once the police move out, and we don't have a firm date yet, but we're hoping it's sometime next year, then we need to start the rehab on the hangar's in pretty good shape, but the facility that they're using for admin is in really poor shape. But that could be where we put our Skyway offices, in that location. If not, we would probably have room in the building that we're proposing for that.
May I continue, Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
So that building you're talking about, is that the building north of 36th Street that you're talking about rehabbing?
It's a red brick building.
Oh, I know that little building.
Yeah.
But I was talking about the
hangar.
I understand, and I know the hangar. But I'm still concerned because I know you're needing more space. You're needing office space. So you're saying in year two, you'll go for a headquarters and
or use that building. I mean, we understand that Congress has a job to do. We're trying to pretty much match what we can from what you're able to provide. But that could also be leased out. I mean, we didn't anticipate having an anchor tenant so soon. Mm-hmm. But we got out there, and we had personal contacts. We convinced them that being in the Osage Nation was the thing to do. They came and met our people, and we convinced them that they didn't need to be near TU, they didn't need to be in Stillwater, they didn't need to be in New York City. They needed to be at Skyway 36. And okay. So that took up all of that.
All that space. Okay, well, that's what I was getting at. And yep. That's what I hooked on was the anchor tenant.
Right.
And so you're really needing a much bigger space for other tenants to come on board, and that's the success of this.
Absolutely.
And so I go back again. So you're talking about building a building by the helipad offices right now. Okay, but that's for year two.
That's in our immediate need.
That's what I was thinking, that it really needs it now. That's, so this 1.6 is really not what the total ask originally was. Is that where I'm?
No, if you looked at this last year, it was 2 point something, or earlier in the year, like July, I think it was like 2.6 or something. Mm-hmm. And our staff really got it down to what do we actually have to do business to be successful. Mm-hmm. So when Windshape starts in October, that's going to draw, it's going to draw a lot of folks to Skyway 36. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to do their testing for their UAVs there, their drones. They're going to want to fly the corridor. Mm-hmm. But what's unique about Skyway 36 is that we have acres that we control ourselves as the Osage Nation. And as long as we have a radar, and that tech and detect and avoid software, we can actually manage that airfield for our customers. They may not be able to get this testing done anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of throwing ourselves out there. We want to participate with OSU and Tulsa Innovation Labs. And I do want to note, that there's that huge amount of money sitting out there matching from Tulsa Innovation Labs. And so if we get an appropriation today or this week, next week, then they're going to kick in all the money necessary to do the engineering and master plan, is what it's going to be called. So they will go out there and produce for you this beautiful master plan of Skyway 36. If I was in Congress, I think I would feel a lot more comfortable seeing that down the road. As we talk about what we're going to do next, we're going to be able to show you on this master plan. Here's phase one, phase two, phase three. And if for some reason we can do it all at once, then we all know what it's going to look like. And it'll be a beautiful rendition. It'll be color. It'll be what you typically would look at on almost fancy artist renditions. But that'll be our master plan.
I agree. And so I think one last thing is, so where are you on the lease for office space? Does that tie into this new building that's going to go in, or are you all staying in that building?
Unless the chairman has something on that.
Okay.
This building is designed for tenants.
Tenants, okay.
To come in, not for us.
Okay.
Because, like I said, you know, it's not to say that people like Aaron, who is our airfield manager, he needs a place, but he doesn't need a lot of room, you know. He's got just a little desk in a corner over at the casino building, you know, that's not even, it doesn't have heat and air, but that does give him a location. But in the future, what we want to do is have a facility out there, which is the front door to Skyway 36. And, you know, they call that little brick, red brick building a terminal building. I guess that was the original terminal for that airport way back when.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, because I hate to see y'all wind up like the clinic where they're working out of mobile vans and they're, you know.
We are right now, so.
Yeah. Everybody working out of their trucks over there, so. Okay, thank you, Chair, for now.
Okay, thank you. Committee, any other comments or questions?
I have comments.
Yes, ma'am.
One of the things that we've been discussing all of the money, is where this funding could come from. And so right now it's listed with the bill just to be out of the general treasury. But there's a couple of options we have here. And that's, I might let Jordan explain this, but we could split the funds. Right now we have, hold it, I've got it. Right now, as of this morning, we have $4,395,000. And we've got several bills in front of us. If we split this bill, I'm not saying we have to split it. We could move some of it. But if we say we just took a split and said 600 out of the treasury and a million out of our retained earnings fund, that would bring us down to 1.5 in the treasury, and it would, or with the other bills, and down to 61,000 in the retained earnings. Now, that's just one option that we could do, or we could look at splitting it a different way. There's money in the PIA, and so part of this money is going to be used for renovations and stuff, so it's a possibility we could even take some of it out of there. I'm just saying that I think there needs to be some discussion on how we spend this remaining money and how far down we're willing to go in the treasury. And I haven't prepared anything because I wanted to see what the committee wanted to do or thought to do. Do you want Jordan to go through the numbers or?
Well, yeah, I think that would, I think the committee should, that would be very helpful for Jordan to talk about where we are. Normally he does that in appropriations, but I think it's important because you're correct. Right now, as it is, the way the bill's written, we wouldn't have enough to fund it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to diversify some of the spending right now. Mm-hmm. Plus we have other bills, as you mentioned, so... Jordan, you want to talk about, you know, where we are? Thank you, Treasurer Batson, for being here as well. I think this is very important. And who's here representing the executive branch? Assistant Chief? Okay, good. Glad to see you. Thank you, sir. All right, Jordan.
There it goes. Thank you, Madam Chair. After all that's passed this session, just under $4.4 million remains available for appropriation. There are two tribal appropriation bills currently pending. ONCA 2437 would appropriate $1.5 million for construction of a visitor center in Fairfax, and ONCA 2453 would appropriate $1,692,000 for improvements at Skyway 36. If these were appropriated as currently written, then Congress would close out session with $1.2 million remaining available for appropriation from the general fund. There are some changes proposed by Congress members that would increase the available balance. Number one, Congresswoman Rivard has filed a new fiscal year 2024 projected revenue resolution. It would increase available tribal funds by about $1.1 million. Number two, Congress members have discussed the possibility of sourcing $1 million of the appropriation to Skyway 36 from the retained revenue fund. And number three, there has also been discussion about reducing the appropriation to the Fairfax Visitor Center to $850,000. If these three changes were implemented, then Congress would close out the HUNCA session with an available balance of $4 million.
Could you repeat the last?
If those three changes were implemented, then Congress would close out HUNCA with $4 million available for appropriation from the general fund.
Okay, and that would give us Skyway, the Visitor Center, both of those, and we'd still have a balance of $4 million.
Yes, ma'am.
And that, of course, that includes the projected revenue. And that, remember, for everyone here, of course, seasoned Congress members, that projected revenue is only as good as the revenue that's coming in and then the expenses going out, with the capital outlays and things of that nature. So I will mind you, I have to. We didn't get a six-month overview that we thought we were from Mr. McIntosh. In fact, he said that he may or may not have that Friday. It's not going to help us today, but I'm just, as the chair of appropriations, letting you guys know that we do not have any solid numbers at this time. We also have a new treasurer that's, again, has asked for time. I just feel like we all need to know, have good information when we go about getting this out of committee and voting on it. Just any other comments? What I'd really like to see, honestly, too, Assistant Chief, is what's the executive branch? You know, is there any budget mods that they might be able to produce to reduce their request and the outlay back in CEJO to help out with the effort? And I don't know that you'll be able to answer because you don't have a six-month overview, I would assume. But this is the kind of where moving forward that I'd like for us to see. So that shows that we're all invested. So right now we have the Tulsa Innovative folks that say that they'll match us. Is that in writing, Mr. Perrier, at this time?
It is. It is part of your package, so you should have received it. But it's using all of their efforts through the Kaiser Foundation, through Tulsa Innovation Labs, to put all their resources together to produce this for us. They don't produce what the dollar amount will be, but the bid that we received from Wallace Engineering was over $400,000. And so that is an investment that the region is going to make in Skyway 36 that we do not have to make. It's pretty considerable. So that all that planning and engineering, they will take care of.
Okay, that's wonderful. Is the bourbon, is that, which document is that in?
It came this morning with the OSU commitment letter.
Okay, thank you.
TIL is Tulsa Innovative Labs.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that will be in the first email we receive with the commitment letters, then separate from the actual plan. Okay. Congressman King?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, there's a lot of big players with this, and I'm for fully funding the requested amount, even if that would mean maybe lowering the visitor center in Fairfax. I think we've got to get this through at the amount requested. So I just want to say that. Even when we were awarded that grant, that's like a once in a 20, 30 year opportunity here. Like we got to keep up our end of the bargain with this. So I just want to make that much clear. Thank you.
Committee, any other questions or comments? Assistant Chief and then Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, thank you. You called on me just a minute ago, and, you know, having having the benefit of being part of this body for 10 years and knowing where the retained revenue fund is generated out of, it's from unspent funds, which we all know, or we should know, are from unspent funds from the previous year. Your question as far as have there been any budget modifications considered? No, none that I'm aware of. I don't think they're necessary at this time. I think the money is available, and it's my understanding that yes, that the chief supports this appropriation. I mean, to me, this is one of those deals where it takes money to make money. We've got some big players. We've got a great opportunity sitting in front of us, and this is something that is, to me, it's something that needs to happen. $1.6 million may seem like a lot. The LLC is doing extremely well at the moment. Their 8A contracts, Skyway 36 is just ready to literally and figuratively launch off. The ranch is doing good. Cattle prices are at an all-time high. So, I mean, come on, guys. Let's get this done for the sake of the nation. Those are my comments.
Okay, thank you, Assistant Chief. So for those listening, Mr. Perrier, could you maybe describe just general what this business will actually do?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congressman Bighorse?
Yes, Mr. Perrier, if you would also talk about the wind tunnel that's for...
The wind shape?
Yes.
What was the other question?
Well, so say if you just met an Osage out here on the street, and they say, what is Skyway 36? What's it going to do?
I'll answer that one first. The big thing that we're working on with Tech Hubs is to create this ecosystem in the region that will give us high-paying jobs and jobs. But high-paying jobs. These are engineering jobs. These are technician jobs. You'll also see, and we're going to, I'll talk about Windshape here in just a second. But you know, Windshape is working with the Osage Nation and the Education Department to provide a program for youth. So it's going to take youth, and I mean, they're just jumping right in to be part of this, and it's not costing us anything in the nation. But to be able to take kids, but before. These are like teenage kids, like ninth grade and up, that are going to, that can come to Skyway 36 and get their private pilot's license to fly a drone and to learn about this technology and to insert this into the school system of Osage students. So that's the one thing that they're doing. But the one thing that we're trying to do at Osage ILC is to make this ecosystem work, and that is to be a player. To stand up with the Oklahoma State University and Tulsa Innovation Labs, University of Tulsa, the mayor's office, everybody to put this ecosystem together. And already when Windshape shows up and you see those engineering jobs and those technician jobs that are there, they have committed to giving resources available to, as these kids come up and learn it, to be able to hire those same kids. They're already working with the nation to provide internships. And that's something that we've all wanted in the Osage Nation, is how do we attract that technology and how do we get those kids into high-paying jobs? So I'm really happy about that. So when an Osage says, what does Skyway 36 do for us? It'll be a new future. And it won't be jobs at the Quickie Mart. It's gonna be jobs in technology. And so they're learning STEM in school. They'll come out to Skyway 36 and take that and run with it. For Windshape, sir, it's like a wind tunnel, but it's not. They have developed It's the only system on Earth that replicates a wind tunnel. And if you could imagine the size of that back wall sitting, they come in different sizes, but wind shaper is what they call it. Let's say the size of that back wall would have thousands of mini fans in it. And so what they're going to do when they come to our facility at Skyway 36, they're going to have different labs set up, and they're going to be able to take an aircraft the size of this room, put it into that facility against those fans, and they will crank that engine up, and they will run that aircraft, then induce heat, cold, rain in this lab, and they're going to be able to tell customers, Defense Department customers on top of that, will this aircraft that you're buying or building do what you want it to do? Nobody else can do that. So this is a Switzerland company that chose to make their North American operations at Skyway 36. The state of Oklahoma is extremely happy. The region is extremely happy. And obviously, Osage should be extremely happy. That's kind of what they do. So wind tunnels are very, very expensive. It takes forever to get into them. Even NASCAR racing, you know, they put these automobiles inside a wind tunnel to test it for drag. They can do the same thing. We're not just saying this is only going to be for aviation. This is going to be for anybody, maybe even NORDAM that's kind of in this business, where they can go and test the things they build in Tulsa for aerospace and do a wind test.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman Bighorse.
Yes, I just want to thank Mr. Perrier, because that was something at that meeting that caught my ear. And I just wanted you to elaborate on it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, committee, any other questions for Mr. Perrier at this time, or Mr. Crum or Bourbon? Okay. All right. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'd like to thank Mr. Perrier for being here with us today. And, you know, I'm really encouraged by the things that I hear. It's, you know, it's not the first time that we've been given presentations where everything sounds really encouraging and solid, well thought out, a good plan in place. Which this sounds similar to other asks from LLCs. And Mr. Perrier, this bill has 9 sponsors, co-sponsors. So I'm sure it's going to pass. That's an indication to me that it will pass and you will get your money. I'm going to be a no vote on that. And I wish you all the luck in the world. And I hope 2 years from now, I'm sitting here going, way to go, way to go. But for me right now, the past is still embedded into my mind. And I'm very, very cautious of $1.6 million of the people's money investing again into an LLC project, which again, sounds fantastic. It does. I got your emails today with the support letters we got at 11 o'clock, and then we got the strategic investment plan at 12:46, so I haven't really had time to go through and look at it. But again, I'm going to wish you the best of luck going forward, and I hope you make the Osage Nation millions and millions of dollars. But for right now, with no disrespect, coming out of this committee, I'll be a no vote, but I am cheering you on, and I hope you understand that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, committee, thank you. And I do want to say that we did receive the strategic plan today. They sent it to us as, hey, here's a reminder, but we did receive it back. We've had it for some time now on this piece of it. So this shouldn't be new to any congressperson, their strategic plan on what this is. And they actually came and asked for this appropriation during CEJO, but we couldn't get to it at that time, and didn't want to go down that avenue because out of respect for Mr. McIntosh and his time off during CEJO. So are there any other comments or questions from the committee? Congressman Keene?
I make a motion to pass out ONCA 2453 of committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
No.
All right, thank you, committee. Thank you, Congressman Big Horse, and we welcome the LLC folks to stay if you'd like. The next item we're going to speak to is item number 8, which is ONCA 24-37, an act to provide an appropriation to the CAP Asset Fund in the amount of $1,500,000. For the demolition, design, engineering, and construction of a visitor center in the town of Fairfax, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Congress Second Speaker Shaw. So I'll turn it over to you, ma'am.
Chair, thank you so much. Committee, thank you for giving me some time to go over this piece of legislation. Chair, I'd first like to propose an amendment.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to amend page 1, lines 16, 17, and 24 to 25, strike $1,500,000 and insert $850,000.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on an amendment. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Please continue.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And you'll notice, I mean, committee, first, I want to recognize that I understand the situation that we're in. Limited resources, many items coming through this committee, the Appropriations Committee. We're scrutinizing everything. That's a good thing. I am in support of the previous appropriation and glad to see that. But I want you to consider this not as a way to help the town of Fairfax. We know that over the years, it has deteriorated somewhat. There has been some things happen recently because of the movie, because of some brave business owners that have decided to open businesses in Fairfax to help address that issue. But I want you to look at this as we saw this morning with the opening of our new visitor center here and the discussion around that and seeing this beautiful facility, knowing where it started and what Ms. Hudgens and the executive team has been able to do with the visitor centers here, visitor center here. So I want you to look at it as a way of us, like we all say, us telling our own story. Now, one thing that I also understand, you know, there were times that we talked about the fact that the movie was going to bring droves of folks to Fairfax, right? They're not coming in droves, perhaps not what some of us hope there would be, but they are coming. They are coming. There are tourists that come weekly on tour buses led by tour people that we don't know, that are not us, don't know anything about the Osage Nation, and they are telling our story. Danette Daniels, as you know, one of the brave business owners I spoke about, moved her business from Waterberg Galleries from Pawhuska to Fairfax, and she does, of course, do what she can when they come to her business to to help tell that story, but we need some place for these folks to go, just as we stated this morning when the Pawhuska new visitor center opened. We need some place to direct these tourists when they come to town so we can tell our story. So that's what this is about. Now, the original request of $1.5 million, I recognize just wasn't really going to be possible this session. So that's why I proposed the amendment. And what this will do is get us through that first phase, get us through the phase of preparing the land, demoing the building, and putting the structure up. I hope that you've been able to take a look at the information that I've sent out over the past couple of weeks. And I also have Mr. Johnson here. We've been working closely, Secretary Bighorst, and I also met with Ms. Hudgens to make sure that we're sort of all on the same page as far as this visitor center. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Johnson, Chair, if that's okay, and let him provide you with an overview of phase one.
Okay. Do you, quickly, do you have a presentation at all of what the structure will look like?
I do not have a presentation of what the structure will look like. It basically, if you've ever seen, I know that there, I have a painting in my home of the old Fairfax Depot. The structure that we're going to place to stand up on this property is an actual structure from the movie that was given to the nation, taken down very carefully, and will be put back up. It's a replica of the train station. But I don't have a picture of what it will look like. Mr. Johnson?
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Case. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, ma'am. I don't have any photographs of when it was up, you know, down there as part of the film. The only photographs I have are the parts that are stacked up in some of our storage buildings. So I can't really give you a rendering, but right now it's the big red train depot, got a brick chimney. I believe the trim and everything is a blue color. It's got Fairfax printed across the top on the ends. It's basically complete. And when I talked to the folks at Apple, because they use unionized carpenters, they're required to build even just a set like that to code for safety reasons. So everything is put together by code. Joists and things, you know, are 16 inches on center, et cetera. So if you can remember when Mr. Burkhart rolled up to off the train and that building that was sitting there, that is the actual building that the nation has.
Okay, so I have just a quick question and then Congresswoman Stabler. So you believe then $850,000 will get the structure up, even though it was a prop in a movie?
So, ma'am?
Yes.
So I coordinated with Mr. Sapahoodle at Tribal Development and asked for a professional estimate from himself on if we were just going to put the building up, ensure that it was secure as far as weather, you know, windows, doors, etc. Make sure it wouldn't blow away. Put it on a foundation. Put in roughed-in plumbing. So that would be just your white pipes that you see sticking out of the cement all the time. That's the estimate that he gave me.
Okay, Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, along that same line, I was just going to ask, Congresswoman Shaw gave us kind of a brief description of what the money would be used for, and so I was wondering her to repeat that for the rest of the committee and whoever's listening.
The 850,000?
The 850.
For phase one, it will include, and Casey did let me know earlier today that some money from the PIA will be used to actually demo a structure that is already there. But if you've looked at the photos that I've sent out from Casey showing the place, the lot, it was sort of an overhead view, but there is currently a house that at this time is somewhat of an eyesore right on Main Street. It's across from, right across the street from the convenience store in town. So from what I understand, the house will be demoed, land will be cleared and prepared, foundation laid, and the structure stood up.
And so no interiors really, or?
Not in phase one.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. In the original, in Mr. Sabahuda's original estimate, it was higher than the 850 because he included demo and things like that. I took that out because we can use property improvement fund money to demo. There's actually two houses. There's a smaller one that's further back that you really can't see. And then there's some weird gazebo type thing sitting there. It's all grown up. I can use property improvement fund money to do the demo. It needs to be done anyway. We've already had, and I've got Chief Nick Williams checking on those with his officers basically daily, because we've had a homeless person over there breaking into him, and he caught a mattress on fire about 3 weeks ago in one of those homes. So all of that stuff is going to be demoed anyhow. And it will be nothing but grass. And then the 850 will go to, like I said, getting the slab, the roughed in plumbing, and ensuring that the building it's basically a house without all the stuff inside a house, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, committee. Any other questions for Casey or second speaker?
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I also want to point out that, again, this is phase one, just to get the structure out of storage, prevent it from, you know, the chance of it deteriorating, staying in storage, get it up, get rid of the houses that, again, are an eyesore at this point. But eventually, in phase two, in phase three, eventually, yes, it could mean that there will be positions available to folks in Fairfax, Gray Horse, which are few and far between at this point. So I just wanted to make that point as well.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Hudgens, I can see her. She can talk to you about, you know, what we kind of envision, and Secretary Big Horse is also on the line, but basically at some point, and you know, I talked to Congresswoman Shaw, and I know what you guys are doing. I know where we're at, you know, so I realize what's going on, you know, as far as the money and everything. So eventually what we'd like to see is basically the same thing in Fairfax as that we have in Pawhuska. So it would be a place for Osage artists to bring their wares and et cetera. And Ms. Hudgens could talk more on that if you'd like.
Committee. I know Addie had a wonderful reopening this morning. So I think everybody that was in attendance would be excited to hear that it would be that it's going to mirror what we're doing here. Addie, did you have any comments that you'd like to make?
The only comments I have is we talked about furniture and that kind of stuff. So that
grand furniture that Chief talked about this morning that Julie O'Keefe donated, that would go in that facility. That's in my mind, that's my vision for it, is that furniture would go there, as well as some of the glass cases that we didn't put back in the new or in our renovated space here. So we have those kinds of things, and like Casey said, I plan to run it the same way that we run here. It would, you know, we've implemented some new things in this renovated space here that I would like to see put over there as well. So that's, it'll just be kind of the same structure and same plan.
Okay, well, thank you. I will say, since you're here, Jessalyn, that I want to commend you on going slow with the visitor center, the whole initiative, and even you having the leadership to slow things down in that, like having the soft opening. I'm so glad that you had a soft opening that was so smart, because then soon after we found out we needed to address some issues. So thank you, and I hope that we take the same approach, because that seems to really work for us as we do projects that I've seen. As long as we go slow and we're not, and Casey's heard me say this a million times, let them lead, the people that are in charge and doing it, because when we come in and say, we're trying to hit a deadline, we've got photo ops, we've got an election, we've got all of these things, it makes things move fast and you force it to happen. But by doing this, we're already gonna put it into motion. You know, so I remember, Casey, when you and Kahika, I think you came and picked up myself and Speaker Pratt at the time, and we went to tour that depot when it first was delivered and set up. And it's a beautiful thing to see. It's really beautiful. And
yes, ma'am.
It didn't look like a movie prop. It looked for real. I mean, it was constructed very nicely. So I'm glad to see that we're going to put that structure back up. And so thank you for all the information you've sent, second speaker. I don't know if anyone else has any questions at this time. Any other comments? Okay. Committee.
Chair, motion to report out ONCA 2437 as amended. The due pass recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, well, thank you, committee. The next item that we're going to discuss is item number 5, which is an update from our gaming enterprise. And Miss Kimberly, will you need us to go into executive session?
I think we can give a couple of updates in open session, and there is a section that I would like to go into close for executive.
Okay, is that okay, committee? Okay, well, we'll turn it over to you, CEO Pearson.
Before we get started, what are we gonna do then?
Well, right now on the true, she's asking about the true up discussion, and I think that we could probably discuss that. I don't know, Tim. I see that you're on the line. Will you and Tyler would prefer that be an executive session, the true up discussion?
My opinion would be yes, it needs to be an executive, please.
Okay, all right. Well, then Kimberly will let you give some information then to everyone. Just an update. I'm glad you're here. Good to see you, and good to see you, Bruce Cass.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us this afternoon. So just an update, you guys know it's been a whirlwind since we started. We have the two new properties in Bartlesville and Pawhuska open. However, we do not consider those projects to be fully complete, and Bruce is going to give us just a couple of updates on, as we go throughout the year, just the punch list and things that we will continue. Two projects lagged with that, there will be two warehouses that are under, we're in the process of building now, that will keep all of the equipment for both properties. As you know, both properties are on large pieces of land for the Osage, so we had substantial equipment. So those warehouses are in the process, and then our digital signage. That project lagged behind. So those are two projects that you will continue to see as a part of the construction. They were both construction budget items within that. So that's just an update on where we are with those projects. But as you know, they're beautiful properties. We're finishing up all those punch lists, so that's going well. The other projects that we've talked about that have been ongoing with Bartlesville and Pawhuska, the same time, they didn't get as much notice, and that is our renovation in our Tulsa area. We opened the Coney Islander and the Swigs, and we'd always meant to do a big grand opening, but we wanted to get them open for New Year's. So I'd like to invite everybody to Friday. We are having just an open house where we invited the press just so that they could see the new facility. It's not going to be a big grand opening because they have been open, but they're beautiful. If you haven't got a chance to come by and see them, please come by. We were able to stream Sovereignty Days on the screens at Swigs. And guys, I don't know if you were there, you were probably in Skyline, but people lined up. There's a big kind of wall, and people were coming up and watching the grand entry. It was very emotional. It was kind of nice because that was a lot of our guests that have never seen that before. So it was really impressive. We also were able to stream it at Bartlesville and our Pawhuska facility. So that is happening on Friday. Bruce will also give us an update. The swimming pool at Skytook is finally here. We ran into several construction items with that, but we are now running through the punch list, and that will be open for this summer. We will do a grand opening, kind of a ribbon cutting, because it's a beautiful pool as well. So I can't wait for you guys all to see that. Then, as you know, you guys approved two expansion projects for us. That is the Ponca City expansion and the Sand Springs expansion. So we are in the process. We've already acquired the architect. We will be at schematics. Schematic design at the 1st of May, and we will bring on the construction side of that. So I'm going to have Bruce kind of give you the timeline for that to so you can see how that will progress.
All right, Bruce. How long has it been since you've been at this podium?
This is actually a new podium. I haven't seen this one before. But thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee here, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, and all those listening. For Pawhuska and Bartlesville, we talk about punch lists, and it falls in line with commissioning of building systems. You do that when it's warm outside. You do that when it's cold outside. So you fine-tune those systems. So those are the things that we're working through at both Bartlesville and Pawhuska, as well as the storage buildings that Kimberly mentioned. Those will house a lot of our equipment, a lot of pool furniture, pool terrace furniture. Those are 180-day contracts. They'll be wrapped up by July. We'll knock those out. They're currently in the design. Those are design, build, delivery projects, all bid in compliance with the Competitive Bidding Act for gaming. Sand Springs and Ponca City, those projects are renovations, expansions, and renovations. Those, as Kimberly mentioned, we will review schematic design drawings for those. We've been going through a couple rounds of conceptual drawings for expansion of gaming floor and some other amenities at both of those properties. As she mentioned, schematic design, we'll look at that in that around the 1st of May. And then within 90 to 120 days, we'll wrap up those design drawings and have hopefully be under construction. Everything runs smoothly before the end of the fiscal year
on those both of those projects, and we'll procure a construction manager at risk within this next month or so here, within the next month, to start our estimating and get involved in that process as we wrap up the design. And that's a common delivery method when you use construction management at risk to estimate through the phases of design, so we work very hard not to come in over budget. So that's the update. Thank you very much.
Who wants to ask Bruce about his budget? No, I'm kidding. Anybody have any questions for Bruce? Congresswoman Stabler?
I'm sorry, not for Bruce. I was waiting for Kim to get
sorry.
Back up there.
Yeah, I have one.
Bruce?
No, for Kim.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can I go ahead, Speaker? Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask about the industrial park. I guess that's what you'll call it.
Across the street from the casino? Yes.
And so what are the plans for it? And is the LLC going to get that building renovated? Or what are we doing with the lease there?
So we do not have anything, the casino does not have any control or supervision over the property across the street. I believe you're talking about the other warehouse, and I'd like to discuss that in executive.
Okay.
Congressman Keene?
I can wait till executive, thank you.
Okay.
No, I got one for now.
Okay.
Is there any intention to provide a hot breakfast out here for Pawhuska? I get that a lot. So, I mean, you know, obviously it's a new hotel. Is there any plans in the works for that?
Yes. So I will tell you, I've recently had a discussion with our food and beverage manager, and we are looking at, I don't know that it will run, you know, completely or all through the week, but we are exploring options right now to bring in a breakfast.
Thank you.
Good. Any other questions? Thank you for
if I could,
letting
I just,
us have the pot back. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. I lost my train of thought now. I was going to update you on something else. And it's
please do.
I apologize. I forgot what I was going to
say. It's okay. That pop will take you there. Okay, any other questions for Kimberly before we go into executive session? Okay. All right, committee, without objection, go into executive session. We have some appointees, guys, too. Just remember at the end of the agenda, there's three of them.